News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin is to raise Israel's treatment of EU citizens from the Samut flotilla with French President Emmanuel Macron. During a meeting in Paris today, Mr. Martin also wrote to European Council President Antonio Costa asking that he put the issue on the agenda of the upcoming EU summit. The Taoiseach is among many other international figures who says he is appalled and shocked by the way activists on board this flotilla to Gaza were treated by the Israeli authorities, in particular by Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. Well, Paul Murphy, People Before Profit, TD, is on the line now. I suppose, first of all, Paul, to get your own reaction to that footage, which was posted on X yesterday evening, which showed those activists, including Irish citizens, being restrained and mocked and goaded on board that vessel.
Yeah, it's obviously horrific footage to see activists, peaceful activists who were trying to break an illegal blockade, bring humanitarian aid to Gaza, being mistreated and abused in this way. I have a lot of pride in the woman you see at the start is Katrina Graham, who is an Irish activist who stands up bravely and says free, free Palestine and is then kind of pushed to the ground in the way that we've seen. But I think something that's interesting is that, you know, this has rightly generated a lot of outrage around the world. And there's now leading Israeli figures trying to distance themselves from their own security minister, Ben-Gvir. But this is not the first time he has posted videos like this. He's posted videos like this in relation to previous flotillas. But in particular, he has posted videos much worse than this in relation to Palestinian prisoners. And you know, let us all, if this is what they post openly and boast about it, well, then there shouldn't really be any doubt about the stories of rape, of horrific torture of Palestinian prisoners that do take place very, very regularly within the Israeli prisons. And all of this, you know, this is horrific what we're seeing, but let's remember that this is a state that for over 2 years has been literally trying to wipe a people, the Palestinian people, off the face of the earth, killing 70,000 people, 20,000 children, displacing almost the entire population of Gaza, destroying almost all of the homes, all of the civilian infrastructure.
So does that international condemnation then that you've seen make you uncomfortable, because you're saying it's only becoming because they are international citizens who are being mocked and goaded here, not Palestinians, and that really what this does is just reflect a broader culture in Israel of how prisoners are treated, but we don't talk about that enough?
Well, I think it's precisely why people go on the flotillas, in order to highlight this, that it is the reality that when Western citizens are treated like this, it gets more attention, it gets more media response, it gets more government response. So that's precisely why they've done it. But I think they would precisely want me to make that point, that this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what Palestinians face. But I do find it hard to stomach the new words of outrage from Micheál Martin, from Helen McEntee. And now they're saying, oh, the EU should do something about this, when literally last night in the Dáil, they voted against doing something. They voted against sanctioning Israel. And it's a continuation of this deeply cynical approach of the Irish government to have quite strong words, that those words are welcome, for example, describing what has been happening as genocide, that is welcome, but a refusal to take any meaningful action. And again, what Micheál Martin is saying today is the same thing, is saying, oh, we'll have at a European level, we should have a ban on settlement goods. He knows that's not going to happen at a European level. And really, that's just an excuse to continue to do nothing, to continue foot dragging in relation to the Occupied Territories Bill, which was introduced now over 8 years ago, and which other states, Slovenia and Spain, have already now implemented, while the Irish government delays and tries to avoid doing anything.
Which Micheál Martin said yesterday would not actually have any impact on Israel's behaviour at all.
I mean, Ireland is the second biggest importer of goods from Israel in the entire world. So it would have some degree of impact. We import over 3 billion euros worth of goods a year. But the main impact is to send a signal internationally for us to join with other states who have taken this action that Israel should be isolated on the international stage. It's why we, People for Profit, brought our bill for full sanctions on Israel with no trade with Israel whatsoever, that like South Africa, Israel needs to be isolated. It is a genocidal state built on the dispossession of Palestinians, which has apartheid at its very core, and we need to take a stand against it. And the most effective way that we can do that is by imposing full sanctions, which will then encourage other states, particularly European states, to go in the same direction.
In terms of the Irish citizens on board the flotilla, and we believe there is 15 or so of those and who are now being detained by Israel, we have seen Micheál Martin and we have seen Helen McEntee, our Minister for Foreign Affairs, calling for their immediate release. And they say they are putting pressure on their Israeli counterparts to release those Irish detainees. Is there anything else the government should be now doing to secure the release and to ensure their welfare?
I mean, again, I'm very confident, having participated in flotillas previously, that what the people currently detained by Israel would be saying if they're in the radio today is that, yes, they want the government to call for their release. Of course, all possible pressure needs to be applied. But the reason they're taking this action is to oppose Israel's genocide, and that the government needs not just to have words saying, oh, the Irish people need to be released, but they need to take action against Israel. So we need to stop allowing illegally planes go through our airspace bringing weapons to Israel. And there's an examination going on into this for almost 2 years now when the evidence is very clear. It's been published. I handed it personally to Simon Harris almost 2 years ago. We shouldn't be playing football against Israel. That assists in normalizing Israel. There's a huge campaign for a boycott later on in the year. And we should have, I mean, we should immediately pass the Occupied Territories Bill. And really, we should be having full sanctions on Israel.
In terms of ensuring the welfare of our citizens, some will argue that having an ambassador in place here in Ireland would allow the government to have direct diplomatic channel. But People for Profit and many others previously called for the expulsion of that Israeli ambassador from Ireland. How do you respond to that criticism, Paul?
Well, again, I can be very confident that those people who are currently prisoners in Israel also called for and supported the ending of diplomatic relations with Israel, which would have meant the expulsion of the Israeli ambassador, because that's the priority. That's why these people are taking these action. It isn't, you know, for their own kind of well-being or whatever. They're doing is they're sacrificing things because they want to highlight to the world that the genocide continues despite the so-called ceasefire. Almost 1,000 people have been killed. 60% of Gaza is still occupied by Palestinian or by Israeli troops. The settlements in the West Bank are expanding. And it's another illustration of the approach of the government of words without action, that actually in the end, the Israeli ambassador and the Israeli government withdrew the Israeli ambassador themselves without the Irish government taking the action of stopping diplomatic links with Israel.
Okay, Paul Murphy, People Before Profit TD, thanks for speaking to us on Breakfast. Some text coming in on that. Isn't this issue our government in a nutshell? Strong words and no action. Micheál Martin has said leaders should now consider the suspension of all or even parts of that EU-Israel association agreement, and that is going to be discussed at the next EU summit. But that is a call that the Irish government has been making for some time now. And another texter, I'm sorry, but people going on the flotillas are putting themselves in danger. Could I be the only person who thinks it was inappropriate for the president's sister to go on one, to put herself in danger, to put our president and our state in a difficult position? Well, to be fair, she is a private citizen, so I think it's fair that she makes her own decisions there. But do keep your texts coming in to us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, and we will be following the fate of those detainees on News Talk right across the day today, because there were reports in the programme earlier today that Turkey is sending an aircraft to Israel to take some of those detainees home, and that Israel is not wanting to keep the detainees there for much longer. So we'll see how that plays out.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage,
in association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.